think
two hymns. Hymn number 40, hold that, and then hymn number 34 will start. We'll kind of work them both together. So hold hymn number 40, and then start with hymn number 34.
Love me, I know that Lord,
us in your name, Lord Jesus. Just tell him we love him this morning. From our hearts, Lord, we worship you and praise you. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Jesus, do you love me? Do you love me? Lord, we adore you today. Jesus, we bless you. You are worthy. Worthy of the precious Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Lord, we love you today. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. This new day that you've given us, Lord, health and life and strength. Lord, we thank you that we have opportunity today to draw closer to you, Lord, that you desire to draw near to us. So, Lord, we open our hearts and our ears and our eyes, Lord. We want to know you more. So now, even through our day, dear God, I pray that we would be very attuned and sensitive to your Spirit speaking to us and working in us. Lord, mold us and shape us today. Even in the course of the routine and busyness and things that would just maybe seem tedious and earthly, Lord, you are able to make those moments valuable and profitable to us. And so whether it's in conversation, whether it's in times we're alone, Lord, and just going through our business, I pray, Lord, through this day you would work all things that we would grow in you and you would be glorified in us. So we commit our ways to you, dear Jesus. Now come to us, I pray. Dear Jesus, blessed be your name. Lead me to thy bosom. precious Lord, we worship you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you. O lover of our soul, we bless you.
From friends and not having any friends, and heart just hurts for them.
We come to these girls even now.
Yes.
Lord, mend hearts and broken spirits. The confusion that they have and things that come against them, as they're some of them in ungodly homes, some of them in good Christian homes, but they go out to school and they're bombarded by the things of the world, by friends and by curriculum, put on television, listen to radios. The influence of the world is around them, and the devil is working to tear them down and to destroy them. So whether from struggling homes and ungodly homes or Christian homes, Lord, these young people and children are going through battles that are fierce. Lord, we believe you're doing the work these weeks that will strengthen them and that will gird them up. Lord, your hand is upon them, and I pray you would just pour out your Spirit, empower them as we look this week, Lord, to be witnesses, to stand up even in the face of persecution, even in the face of death, Lord, and the struggles, the battles that they face, Lord, that by your Spirit's power, they would be able to stand. So, Lord, encourage them, dear God. Bring them your joy. Bring them your peace. Let them look to you, Lord, and let them learn these weeks, Lord. Let them learn the process of looking to you and seeking after you, so that when they leave these grounds and they leave the order of services and bunk devotions and counselors that teach and lead and guide, Lord, that they would learn the disciplines of seeking after you, so that when they're alone in their bedrooms or in their schools, Lord, they're able to call upon your name and find you, and your strength would be readily available to them. And so we pray that it's not just a temporary experience and a lab experience here, but Lord, that they would gain great insight and value and lessons, so that they can go home, dear God, and apply them every day when they're in the battle alone. So, Lord, we entrust them to you. And we pray, dear God, to do great and mighty things in their hearts and lives. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.